HealthNow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's happening in Monterey, a place I love so.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Bob Long. You're listening to a special broadcast of Auto World as we bring you coverage of the Pebble Beach Concours de la Gods. And now it's my pleasure to bring forth the gentleman we have had on the broadcast before. It's always great to catch up with Dave Engelman, who is Porsche's communications manager. Hey there, Dave. How you doing? Excellent. And let's make sure your mic is up there. So, Dave, everything's going well with you?
Couldn't be better.
Fantastic. And what a great event. I mean, we are at a wonderful perch here, courtesy of the folks at TrueCar.com. But what a show this is.
Breathtaking. No matter where you look, it's overlooked. It's just truly phenomenal.
It really is. And the number of events, I mean, at one time they used to refer to this as the weekend, and it's now really the week. I mean, it's one thing after the other in the five auctions, and some of them run quite late at night. And just parking lots around here are car shows in themselves.
I shouldn't say it, but it's almost a better show in the lots as you walk through the three different events, whether it be for the auctions or if you go out through the track and, you know, prehistorics and then the historics and, you know, lead into the auctions that you mentioned and then go to lunch in Carmel by the sea. And you don't need to get into anything to be overwhelmed by the beautiful cars that are here.
Oh, it's truly spectacular. And speaking of spectacular, out front of the lodge right here at Pebble Beach, just as you did last year, you've got the 918, and this is the highly anticipated now production vehicle for Porsche, and combining hybrid technology and a traditional V8 gasoline engine. And it harkens back, as we've talked to you about in the past, to the first Porsche.
Truly does. And this one is a little bit different theme than what we had here last year. Last year we had the 918 Spider, which is going to be the production car, first to be seen probably around 2013. The one we have here is a coupe.
Oh, it's a coupe. Okay.
918 RSR. And while it also takes the same V8 engine from the RS Spider that will also be in the Spider, the 918 Spider, this one has hybrid technology from our 911 GT3R race car. So instead of batteries, it uses flywheel. And it stores energy in a flywheel. And you can use it for up to 8 seconds at a time. And it regenerates from braking just like a regular hybrid does. But it's pretty spectacular technology.
Absolutely. Also, speaking of spectacular, I understand up here on the hill, not that far from where we are, you've got a collection of very special 911s.
We do. We have a little thing coming up called Ren Sport Reunion. It'll be our fourth time doing it, and it'll be out here at Kaguna, October 14th to 16th. So in order to get people a little excited, juiced up, and just kind of put it in their brain that they need to come see us, we have five 911 vintage 911s dating from Hurley Haywood's first championship 911 car in 1972 through a GT198 that won Le Mans for the last time for us in 1998, lightweight street 911 and RS from 1973. So it's an interesting display with some real cool race cars and street cars.
You also have a wonderful display building here on the grounds of Pebble Beach with all kinds of wonderful Porsche goodies. I would imagine it's been very busy down there, I noticed.
Quite successful. there have been lineups every time I walk by for you know, purchasing knickknacks and watches and shirts and calendars and all sorts of great things.
That's great. Of course, everybody's awaiting the next generation of the 911, and already some spy photos and articles have been written about it. What's the code name on this one, Dave?
The next one will be called the 991. The current generation is called the 997, just internal designation to separate the models. Mm-hmm. The next one will be the seventh generation 911. So since 1964, this will be the seventh time there's been a wholesale change of the chassis and the dynamics of the car.
And when you stop and think about that, I mean, that's not a whole lot of changes.
It is not. Each year and each succession, there have been, you know, intermediate refreshes, if you will, between the 9971 and 9972 for, again, internal designation codes. There was PDK transmission that came along, as well as direct fuel injection engines. So even though it wasn't a model change, there were wholesale changes underneath the skiff. So there have been those kind of changes along without the designation of a new generation car.
Absolutely. Speaking of 911 vehicles, I mean, I've seen so many spectacular ones out here just on the highways around Monterey and Carmel, and a lot of them, no doubt, heading to the racetracks, a lot of historic racing. I would imagine a lot of the Porsche customers are heavily involved in that.
Quite a few. And walking around Monterey Laguna yesterday, you could see just how many of our customers spend quality time on the racetrack with their cars. And it's not only the ones that were in the paddock, but the ones that were in the parking lots, as we talked about before, that track the cars and then drive them to the track to observe other people racing the cars, whether it be the beautiful Jaguars or the other Porsches that are out there.
And this is the passion that is the brand Porsche. We've talked about it before, but it's a magical word. There aren't too many words that you can throw out there in the automotive realm or any business realm that, you know, immediately kind of bring a smile to your face. I noticed some of your new advertising campaigns that I'm seeing around about magic, and that's what it is. I mean, you can transform your daily drive into a special experience going back and forth to work. It may be a tough job. It may be a job that you're not that fond of, to be honest with, but in today's economy, you're sticking with it, and it doesn't mean you have to suffer. If you have the means, you can have a fun commute back and forth.
It really resonates well, the campaign, even internally. When we first saw it, it was something that we all knew to exist, that we all use the cars every day, whether it be to pick the kids up from school or go to Home Depot on the weekends or whatnot. And we looked at the different vignettes, and they resonated well with all of us, whether it be the pickup truck one or whether it be coming out of work late at night, right? You're frustrated, and there's 911, it starts, and there's the sound and the feel of the car, and it just changes your whole mood instantly. And I think it really has been a great hit for people when they can take a look at that and say, you know what? It isn't that out of reach. It isn't that far-fetched. It doesn't have to be just a Saturday-only car.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something that, you know, I can reward myself with, a Porsche, and use it every day, and it doesn't have to be the third, fourth, or fifth car in my garage or parking lot or warehouse or wherever. They are practical.
Absolutely. The Cayenne has been testimony to that. And, of course, the Panamera. And thanks to you, I had the opportunity recently while visiting Detroit to sample the V6 configuration of the Panamera in 4S, the all-wheel drive version, and was really blown away with the performance of that vehicle, Dave. I mean, it really did not feel like a six-cylinder engine. And considering the weight of the car, I mean, it's not a light vehicle.
It's something, it's not heavy either. It's not, certainly not a lightweight. It's a four-door sedan. But you look at how everything was put together, magnesium door frames around the windows. So weight was seriously considered for everything put into the car as was being engineered and built. We don't even refer to them as the V6 and the V8. We look at them as the 300 horsepower option, the 400 horsepower option, and the 500 turbo, and now the 550 horsepower turbo that we talked about, the Turbo S in New York. I think we talked about that a little bit. But the 300 horsepower and about 3,200 pounds worth of weight for a car like that, maybe 3,600 pounds, a little heavier, 3,600 pounds. The car moves, it handles, it's very well balanced because the V6 weighs a whole lot less than the V8 up front.
Yes.
So it becomes a car that is really dynamic to drive without, okay, so it's not going to give you the fastest quarter mile times, but it's a very well balanced car between how much it weighs, how much power it supplies, and the rest of the luxury that would go with something like the Panamera.
I have a business associate who's in Detroit and who's owned a lot of other German brands. And, you know, I showed him the vehicle, and he was so impressed with the roominess of the vehicle. You know, truly, if you're over 6 feet tall, there's no problem getting in the back seat of the Panamera.
Not that I have that problem either.
But, me either.
but, yes, we've had plenty of folks say there's no way that they'll fit in the back, even up to 6'4", 6'5". I open the door, sit right in. They're amazed at how much room there is back there. And quite frankly, it's a four-door sedan that could be used. It's not compromised by design. It's actually the other way around. It's the forms follows function.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thank you for joining us along with the wonderful music here in the background at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance 2011. We'll get you back on the show real soon and kind of run through the entire Porsche portfolio, maybe mix in a few telephone calls. That would be really cool.
That would be wonderful. I'd love that.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage of Pebble Beach is coming your way.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, what car company has the best stereo system? Presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer. Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Our coverage is possibly the best in the business. And we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
I'm sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
The Long Drive.
So which car company offers the best stereo system? Well, according to Edmunds.com, it's Acura's ELS system. Here's the inventor, Grammy-winning engineer, Elliot Shiner.
To have Edmunds say that your sound system is better than all of the competitors, that was huge for me. And we came up against some pretty tough competition. That said a lot.
For TheLawnDrive.com, I'm Bob Lawn.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Lost Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
from the TrueCar.com studios here at Pebble Beach. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World alongside Matt Stone. He's an author. He's a Speed TV commentator. He's an automotive journalist extraordinaire. And he's one of my favorite guys in all of the automotive world. Hey there, Matt. How you doing?
Doing fine, Bob. How about your own self?
I'm doing fine, hanging in there. This is an exhausting series of days, but nevertheless, what a beautiful sight it is, as usual, here at Pebble.
You know, a lovely woman just brought me a glass of champagne, so I'm good.
You're ready to settle down for an hour-long conversation here. You got your champagne. You're overlooking...
I'll kill that glass long before an hour, Bob. Not a problem.
You've been out there judging, and I noticed you got your 15-year badge on. So you, how long you've been doing it? 15?
A year ago. Last year was 15. So this is number 16 as a judge for me.
Wow. Tell our listeners around North America about the particular category that you've been judging.
Let's see. This being 2011, my category today was Class 01, which I realize is completely meaningless to anybody out there without a program. But that's Post-War European Sport Open, which includes some Aston Martins and an Allard and a Ciata, a couple of Lancias, and some pretty cool sporty stuff.
And of the crowd, so to speak, I know they haven't given the awards out yet, but I'm sure all cars were exquisite. But any surprises among the bunch?
No, I'm not sure I would say surprises, other than the fact that what continues to impress and surprise me, Bob, is people say, don't the same cars keep coming to Pebble Beach every year? And the answer is no. The field is new every year. Occasionally, they will invite somebody back if their car fits into a particular class or a particular dedication or anniversary they're doing. But generally, no, the field is new every year. And it's like, where do they find all this stuff at this caliber every year to refill the tank from scratch with a whole new field here at Pebble Beach? And that's what one of the things that makes this show so very special.
Absolutely. And another thing that makes it special is in finding that field, they're reaching out not only across North America, but around the world. There are a number of folks who have flown their vehicles here from all four corners of the globe.
Absolutely, Bob. There are people who plan the car they will show here 2 and 3 and 4 years in advance or more. They will seek out a car and then begin its restoration and say, okay, well, we know they're going to have a, let's say, a special class for Voisin in 2015.
Yep.
I don't know that they are. I'm just using that as an example. So they will buy their Voisin, and they'll have it in restoration for a couple of years and ready for a certain show coming up somewhere down the line. So a lot of these whales, as car collectors, they know what their car is 2-3 years ahead in advance, what they're going to bring here or what they're going to submit for the selection committee's consideration. That, folks, when you're doing that years in advance at this level, is big game car collecting.
Absolutely. Just the detailing. We were chatting a little bit earlier with one of the country's finest detailers, Tim McNear, who makes a living just basically doing Concours preparations. And folks spend just an amazing amount of money in the restoration and even the detailing for a show like this.
It's incalculable, Bob. I imagine if these owners ever added it all up, they'd shudder. Mm-hmm. What they spend to do this, of course, to buy a really great car and restore it or preserve it to this level. And I mean the very high level, highest levels of authentic restoration quality here. Then they got to transport it from who knows where and be here themselves to do it. And it's not an inexpensive weekend. So you come here with your family or your significant other or whoever, and you're spending a week here in not necessarily modestly priced hotel by any stretch. Especially here, if you're staying here in Pebble Beach or at the Lodge or Spanish Bay, whatever, it's very expensive. You got to have your car gardeners here with you, the guys who fettle the things and move them around, and those detailing crews, and maybe somebody from the restoration shop, maybe it's a mechanic, whatever, to keep the thing moving if necessary. It is an expensive proposition. And thank goodness for all the people who can afford it and do, in fact, play at this level of the game, because that's what brings these great cars out of the woodwork and here onto the lawn at the 18th hole of Pebble Beach, one of the great spots in all the world for a car show. We have a fabulous ocean view from where we're sitting, as you said, here with True Car, and a view of the lodge just over our shoulder, and lots of beautiful people and cypress trees and multi-gazillion dollar houses and champagne and beautiful folks and great, great cars.
And it's amazing, too, to see that you mentioned the word whales. We've seen a lot of folks hurt recently by the ups and downs of the stock market, and as an interesting sidebar of that, it seems to be a growing trend within the hobby to have people getting into the collector car world, taking their assets out of the stock market or the pitiful interest rates that are available in banks today for investments. So we're seeing kind of something that we saw in the late 80s, people who are putting their money into hard assets like collectible cars.
Well, I was speaking recently, Bob, with David Gooding, mm-hmm. who, as you mentioned his name a little bit ago, one of the premier classic car auction houses in the world, no doubt. And I was asking David much that question. I said, what about this whole cars as investments thing? Mm-hmm. He said, well, it's not something we recommend or counsel people, but a whole lot of people have done very well with that. And if you make really shrewd moves and have some luck, right car, right time, right place, you don't always make money on a car when you sell it. You make the money on it when you buy it. Mm-hmm. Buying a great car for a really right price, or a car that you can make better and find some upside potential, a lot of people make a very good living with that. And you're right, as opposed to your 201K, your investment account that's tied to stock values and bond funds and stuff like that, which can be doing really great one day and fall through the floor the next, as we've seen. And let's face it, those things aren't fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take them out and drive, take them on a 17-mile drive here in Monterey. Or a great car show, or to a burger joint. Can't do it.
It can't be done. Absolutely not. Well, Matt, we really want to thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your champagne and the rest of your time here at Pebble Beach, and we'll get you back for a full hour of our broadcast really soon.
And for all of you out there who've never been here, just put this on your bucket list. You've got to come see Pebble Beach sometime. Don't let the upper crust attitude worry you a bit. On any given day, the world's greatest cars in a one-day event are right here in Pebble Beach, and you got to make it to your bucket list and come see this at least once. This is my 30th year here, and I hope to go for another couple dozen.
Sounds good to me, and I hope to be right alongside you.
Let's do it, buddy.
He's Matt Stone. Check out his website, mattstonecars.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Attention homeowners, are you struggling with your mortgage? Is your home worth less than you owe? Are you heading towards foreclosure? Mortgage Mentors USA is ready to help. Call 888-344-3951 for a free consultation with a specialist who works directly with lenders to fit your needs. We may be able to cut your mortgage payment in half and help to reduce your interest payment to as low as 1%. Call Mortgage Mentors USA at 888-344-3951. That's 888-344-3951.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We are joined by the one and only legendary Gail Banks, who's telling us all about how he first got involved in the car hobby by tearing down his mom's car at the age of 14, all the way up through turbocharging and his work with diesel. And, of course, racing has always been a part of the DNA of Banks' performance. And you guys have done some incredible things out in Bonneville. Tell us about that, Gail.
Well, Bonneville has been kind of a thing. Everybody drag raced here in California, ran the dry lakes for longer events. But in 1949, Wally Parks and Bob Peterson and another fellow went up to, well, in 48, actually, and set up the Bonneville, what we call the Bonneville Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I like about Bonneville racing, where you go 5 miles wide open, in some cases 6 or 7 if you've got a real long course. You know, of course, you got to have 5 or 6. Well, if you're lucky today, 4 miles of shutdown area.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that you get the, I think it's more of a test of your prowess as an engine designer or engine builder to run wide open throttle for 5 miles versus a quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a situation where you don't want to lose pistons like you do in a top fuel car, or put a window in the block when you kick a rod out, because that's real dangerous.
Yeah.
We don't have the safety wall, safety barriers, all those sorts of things at Bonneville. That's an advantage for us if we spin out. But you can cut a tire and really lose it up there with your engine parts if you ventilate the engine. So to me, it was a great challenge. And I started up there with a Studebaker way back in the day. Our next car at Bonneville, the Teague Welch and Banks car is retired but still holds a number of records over 400 miles an hour. That's a Streamliner. We're doing a new Streamliner to try to go 400 with a diesel. The current record is 350 and change.
Okay.
So that'll be next year. This year I hope to run with my old friends, Bruce Geisler and Gary Vale, a 53 Studebaker. We hope to run in September. We just got the engine off the dyno and it's going into the car.
That
so I like Bonneville a lot, but really, the thing that I find exciting happens a week from today, and that's at Land's End Hill Climb, just outside of Grand Junction, Colorado, where we run an event, and Paul Dahlenbach is the driver of our Unlimited Class Winged Warrior. If you've ever seen a Pikes Peak car, that's what this is.
Wow.
We went to Pikes Peak, ran under the record in testing, and ran quicker than the guy who won it. But the marriage of 1,307 horsepower of turbocharged Chevy to the Lola transaxle didn't work too well.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we were engaged and the bride broke her leg on the way to the altar. The leg being the right half shaft. After hundreds of miles of testing, we finally did something, or it finally succumbed. So we're all rebuilt. We're going to Land's End this weekend. Car number 98. Currently holds the record at Land's End. We hope to drop that significantly and prove out our setup for Pikes Peak 2012. We hope to bring the record back to the United States. It's currently held by entry from Japan, and we want to put the flag back on the mountain.
Absolutely. Gail Banks is with us live. If you have a question about diesel power or turbocharging, you'd love to, this is a golden opportunity to talk to the legendary Gail Banks at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or boblongradio@yahoo.com. One of the coolest products out there is the Banks IQ, and we've got to tell our listeners about this one. Gail, how did you originally get the idea for this?
Well, I've been into remote control and engine and, you know, autonomous vehicles, those sorts of things. And in 1956, still in high school, I managed to win a science fair with an electric vehicle I built that was radio controlled. So I've been into electronics since I was young as well. And of course, that was a good thing, because when I did the project with Volvo in the mid-70s on that turbo project I did for them, the engine was run by electronics. So from that point on, I didn't look at carburetors too much. Most everything I did from mid-70s on was fuel injected. One other little quickie, a fun project we're doing right now, if I might digress slightly, is Ram has come out with a pickup, which is a Hemi monochrome paint, dual exhaust, I think 22-inch wheels, and it's set up for a guy to buy and then personalize. So I think they sell them for around $24,000.
Wow.
A lot of truck. It's a standard cab short bed, so it's a sport truck build. And they sent us out one they've already personalized it in the styling studio. It's a blue, but a really remarkably beautiful blue. And we've named the truck, since it's blue, Papa Smurf. and Papa Smurf just got turbocharged, and that Hemi is loving that Bank Sidewinder turbo. So we'll be on the dyno with that. We're doing road calibration here yesterday, and we'll be on the dyno with it Monday, and I'm holding my breath it may be in the Chrysler exhibit at SEMA. We'll see.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Another project I got to ask you about is on the racing front, the Sidewinder S10. I mean, this is an amazing truck, putting down some incredible times in the quarter mile.
Yeah, we built a pro stock truck with a diesel V8 in it. And the backstory is I ran a project for John Rock when he was running GMC, which became named the Cyclone on the street version of it. And we went 210 miles an hour with no turbocharging at all because they wouldn't let me turbo. They didn't sell a turbo truck. Then they came out with a production version, and lo and behold, to get it to perform, it got turbocharged. So
yeah.
These all-wheel drive little S15 pickups were, you know, there was the street pickup version, then the Typhoon was the four-door family version, if you will. These things were rocket ships. So after we did 2 years at Bonneville, they asked us to, my crew, my Bonneville guys, friends, to go and take the two of them built for drag racing based on our Bonneville car and go match racing at every major NHRA event for 2 years. So a local dignitary would race down Prudhomme, you know, driving the other one.
Oh, that's great.
Little disadvantage. Now, what we did was that started the pro stock class for trucks in NHRA. And, of course, that class has since evolved out of NHRA. But there was a long haul. We got one of the last ones built, and it's a swing arm rear axle setup, which is really good for the power and torque output of the diesel. And we managed to get a record of a 777 at 180 flat,
wow,
which has stood for a couple of years. No smoke. That diesel just comes up on the turbos and it's gone. So now we're doing a dragster to try to push. We're doing an NHRA category top dragster, a long car back motor dragster to try to set the overall diesel speed and lap time records.
It's amazing the efficiency of these diesel power plants. I mean, they've always been efficient, but when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the other cool stuff that you're doing in the diesel realm as well as the intake realm and visit a little bit more on the IQ. Gail Banks is with us. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
Hey, Josh, new car? Oh, that must have sent you back.
Well, actually, I saved $4,200 at TrueCar.com.
TrueCar.com?
I put in the new car I was looking for, and they showed me what other people paid for the exact same car, and then they found me a better price.
Wow.
And then TrueCar.com gives you a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. You just print it out, take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, and pick up your new car.
Wait a second. You print out this TrueCar.com price protection certificate.
Right.
Then what happens?
You give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer.
Yeah.
And he gives you your car.
Yeah, but after you hand over the TrueCar.com price protection certificate, then what happens?
They give you your car.
So, you're saying you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate saving you thousands, you take it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, he gives you your new car.
Right.
Then what happens?
You drive it home.
Oh, this TrueCar.com thing is big.
See you later, Mike.
Do people know about this?
TrueCar.com. Want to save thousands? You're in the driver's seat. Visit TrueCar.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We've got the legendary Gil Banks with us live here on the broadcast, and Gil, we're definitely going to have to get you back on here because we're just scratching the surface here today. There's so many things to talk about. Let's talk a little bit more about the IQ because this is a computer, but it's more than that. I mean, it has so many different features. Give our listeners a little bit of an idea of the kind of control they have over the vehicle by using the IQ.
Okay. Basically, the IQ is the front end, if you will, the man-machine interface. It's a 5-inch color touch screen called the Banks IQ. And by the way, all the stuff I'm talking about, if you just go to bankspower.com, it's there. Anything we talked about today. At any rate, our defense customers call it Command, Control, Navigate. We've been doing IQ apps for various military vehicles. The whole idea of this thing is, what's going on in the vehicle? How is it performing? And controlling that performance, logging it. So we've got what we call a power function. You can using an associated product called the Bank 6 Gun, tune your diesel for fuel efficiency or for power, work or sport. And now coming, you'll be able to also tune through the use of a programming module that pops into this thing. You can download new programs for your gasoline-powered, and we're doing programmers for the diesel. So whatever your need, and more the need is fuel efficiency and just plain work capability, and that's what we're addressing in this new era. I mean, Leno said it to me the other day, hey, Gail, has fuel economy the new horsepower? Well, I said no, but that's close because people care about fuel economy even though they want the power.
Mm-hmm.
and more and more, you can have your cake and eat it too. The tuning, air management through our Ram Air, our cold air systems, and exhaust management with our Monster exhaust systems gives you the ability to get the air in, improve the airflow in and the exhaust flow out. And now you can tune the engine in a way you couldn't do when it was stock. You can liberate fuel energy safely that wasn't being liberated before. We've removed a lot of parasitic power loss with our air intake and our exhaust systems and our, on the diesels, our high flow intercoolers. So, and if you want to know all about how you've done, well, we've got a power screen. You can configure your colors, gauge types, and all of that. But we also have a fuel economy approach. And I'm working on an app that's within the fuel economy package in the IQ that I call Financial Driver. And it
okay.
gets right down to how much money you're consuming while you're driving. You know, people talk miles per gallon. It's kind of a remote association to the, if you will, miles per dollar.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather know that?
Yeah.
And then we have an overlay that modulates the driver inputs. If he wants to drive for economy, but he had a fight with his wife this morning, he's on his way to work and he's taking it out on the car. We won't let him do it. But only when he's doing something wrong do we take over a little bit. But it really makes significant differences and improvements in fuel economy. Also, the thing is a performance monitor. It's got a full quarter mile or 0 to 60 or 8th mile capability with a Christmas tree on screen where you can test your reaction time. It has a safety component which has to do with running on our diesels, our exhaust braking systems, which are fully computerized and seek a certain speed down the hill. You set the speed you want. And then it has what we call Banks Nav, which is a new application. We've been selling this thing for years, first with a PDA front end, now with our own 5-inch screen. And finally somebody said, gee, I've got a nav device on my dash and I've got the IQ, so couldn't you put navigation in the IQ? And it took us about a year to put it together. But it's the normal 7 million points of interest with phone numbers. And I find it's amazing to me. I had a point to auto repair shop when I was in Tennessee the other day. You couldn't even see it through the trees. It was just a little dirt road going back into the trees. But I knew it was there in there and went back and looked, and sure as heck it was there.
Wow.
Yeah, like a two-car deal, little tiny place. So it has, you know, as I said, command, control, navigate, and log. You can log. It logs, of course, data for fuel efficiency, but it also logs performance data. And upcoming for that is also going to be, we've got accelerometers in this thing, so you could go to track day with your hot import or whatever, and it'll give you a record of your lap, what G forces you are exerting in which turns, those sorts of things. So it's pretty neat.
And how does it connect? How does it connect to the vehicle, Gil?
It's pretty elemental. It gets its power and it communicates with the vehicle through the onboard diagnostic connector that you know guys attach
wow.
to their scan tool. Oh, I didn't add that. It's also a scan tool. So
oh, that's fantastic.
If you set a trouble code, you can call up in our memory. It'll tell you in plain text what the trouble code is. You don't have to go to a manual. And when you go to the dealer, you'll know more than he does at first because you know what's wrong with the vehicle. You've already looked at the trouble code. So they can't horse around with you and tell you, not that I'm saying anybody's unscrupulous, But you never have the knowledge. They can't snow you.
Oh, that's great. And I didn't realize it gets its power right from the OBD2 port as well. That's very convenient.
There's a voltage present there to run scan tools, and we've limited the amperage, if you will, requirement of our device, so it's matches to the voltage and amperage available. So that's now our latest thing. I don't know how much time we have in this segment, but we're now turbocharging the Jeeps, the inline six Jeeps.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, that's pretty exciting to me. Plus, I designed a new header we call the Jeep Revolver for the inline sixes that makes as much torque as our tri-Y setup, which was the standard of the industry. Now, I basically kicked my own tail here. The Revolver makes the same low-end torque, but much more top-end power, so it drives you right up to the shift. It really feels incredible, especially compared to stock. So that's new stuff coming, probably at SEMA.
That's great. Well, SEMA's not that far off, and, of course, you've been a member of the board of directors at SEMA for many, many years.
Yes, I served my time.
Very well said. And the best place for folks to get all the information, once again, web-wise, Gail, why don't you give out that address?
Yeah, bankspower.com. And noodle around in there a little bit, folks. It's real enjoyable. We got a big video section, which I get a kick out of it. It's probably close to 100 different videos on different subjects now. And that Pikes Peak, our efforts at Pikes Peak testing are in there as well. You can take a ride in a Pikes Peak car. It's hair-raising. What do you see it?
That sounds fantastic. And got a bunch of emails coming in here on the IQ system. Is it available for both diesel and gasoline vehicles? Are they the same unit or different units?
It is the same unit. There's different OBD language, if you will, depending on the year model of the car. But we cover all of them, and we're now moving into, about 1996 up, we have the opportunity, gas or diesel, to apply the IQ. Plus, you can download all our new software we're working on to control various things like nitrous, water alcohol, or grease power of the engine on our bank Dynapack.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, time flies with you, my friend. We'll have to get you back for a full hour real soon. Thank you, Gail.
It's a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.